Roy on the west side. Good morning, Roy.
Yeah, Adam.
How you doing, Roy?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, what'd your dad think of that debate the other night?
I haven't talked to my dad since the first debate, or the second debate. I'm assuming he enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
It was sad.
It ain't trouble for me who to vote for. I'm going to vote for Clinton. I'm a Republican. I've always said I was a Republican, but I'm voting for Clinton. Hey, you said when you come on the air, this is Buckeye Saturday.
This is tomorrow. Buckeye Saturday.
It's not Buckeye Saturday. It's Purdue Saturday.
Yeah, I don't
I
think so.
I hope Buckeyes get beat.
You always hope the Buckeyes get beat.
I know I do.
Well, you couldn't say anything more to upset the TVN listeners than I'm voting for Clinton and I hope the Buckeyes lose. Make a final comment before the news. A good one.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to hang on until after the news.
Okay, well, you and he's running the show now. All right, Roy, can you hang on till after the news?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's great. It doesn't get any better than our good friend Roy on the west side. How you doing, Roy?
Well, I guess.
You didn't like the Boyles? Roy didn't like the Boyles?
I didn't hear them this morning. Only thing I heard that junky music woke me up. And I wondered where Steve was.
Yeah, what?
That old junky music. I thought Steve was on the radio tonight.
Yeah. That's what I do for Roy, our good listener. But guess what, Roy? It's what? News time.
Well, you want me to hang on? Or?
Yeah, hang on. He's like one of those guests. You want me to stay, please? Please? Hello, boy. How you doing, Roy?
Oh,
Phil. What's up? Things still on?
The top nine list ain't very good tonight.
You didn't like you didn't like it, Roy, did you?
No, I did.
Anything else, Roy?
Yeah.
What, Roy?
You got all night to talk to me.
No, actually, I don't, Roy, because I got people to get to and 5 minutes left in the hour.
You got 5 minutes left in the hour. Well, you got 5 minutes to talk to me then.
But see, that's really not how it works, Roy, because we got other people. You think this is yours? You think this is just yours?
Well, I'm going to have to come be a guest on your show some night.
Well, now that would be something else.
Yeah, it would. Be like your dad set to 3 o'clock.
All my online guys are saying you're senile.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
I don't doubt it a bit.
Yeah, well. Good morning, Roy.
Yeah.
How you doing, Roy?
Oh, fair, Adam.
Yeah.
Ain't no way you could beat out... Top bluegrass. Bluegrass is better music than you play.
All right, buddy. Well,
I'm going to have to let you go.
You're going to have, as if it's your choice.
I think that was Ann that sent that card to me when I was in the hospital. And she said to Roy, who hates Adam's music.
Exactly. That's exactly what she put. Roy, I'm moving on, good buddy. Listen to the Boyles and have a ball. You called up my dad and said you're going to come to my performance and signing at Media Play as Santa Claus.
Oh, I might.
Now, that is something I want to see. Roy as Santa Claus.
I don't have a video to listen to you nights now.
That's too bad. What happened?
Yeah.
Did your wife?
Oh, mine blowed up.
If you listen to the Late Show too much, that just might happen.
Back in the 70s, I was the number one Santa Claus in Columbus, Ohio.
And how does that get that rating? Where does that come from? Is there a contest?
Yeah, there's a contest.
Really? What do you have to do?
I've been Santa Claus for 20 years, and I can say one thing.
What?
I've never had but one kid to cry on my lap.
Wow.
That's and ain't no other one could say that. And that was my nephew that done it.
Indeed, yes.
About wrung his neck, too.
Oh.
He's only about 3-4 months old.
And I go to Roy on the west side. How's Roy doing?
All fair, Adam.
That's good, buddy.
Hey.
B.
To start with, I want to thank whoever gave me that video.
Yeah, did you come by and pick it up?
Yeah, I did.
Well, great, man.
Yeah, I sat and listened to it once in a while by my bed, so...
That's perfect. Yeah, somebody dropped that off when you were in the hospital. You're still not in the hospital, are you?
No.
That's good. Are you feeling better?
No, not really. That's one reason I haven't been calling. I ain't been feeling too good. Yeah, I was doing pretty good till Glenn called, and then...
A lot of people say that.
Hey, by the way,
yes?
I only had 3 Boyles on side one on that tape.
I would doubt it. I know exactly how many you had.
That's all I get to play on my radio, but... It quit playing.
Well, I gave it to you for free.
Well, I know. I can't bitch about it. I can't gripe about it. You could, the only thing about it, just
yeah.
Don't play that junky music. The reason I like Boyle so much is because so much like me.
You know, I actually pattern many of the Boyle's episodes by our good friend Roy.
You know, that little cartoon character you got on the face of that album, CD?
Yeah.
Sitting on that couch looks like me.
You think that looks like you?
Yeah, that looks like me.
Well, that's what Lester
that's
Boyle
what
looks
my wife
like.
Said.
Wow.
She said, boys, that looks like that. Lester looks a lot like you.
He acts a lot like you too, Roy.
I'm just like old Lester.
TVN. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, is this Roy? Oh, boy, this is a great caller. Roy, on the west side. How you doing, Roy?
Oh, pretty good, Lester. Oh, how are you?
Great. Good to hear from you.
Hey, that old junky music, Adam's putting, getting you on the nerves side.
Well, see, I don't have to play it. I can play real music.
I know.
I need to get some bluegrass.
You like bluegrass, huh?
Bluegrass is the way to go.
Yeah, it is. I like old Lester Flatt and Struggs. And old Bill Monroe.
Oh, Bill Monroe.
Yeah.
Lester Flatt's pretty good, too.
Well, I called tonight. I want you to tell Adam I can't beat Santa Claus tomorrow.
How come?
Oh, my damn suit's too little.
Well, can you come? I want to meet you. I'm going to be there, Roy.
You going to be there?
Yes, I am.
I might try to get to come see you, but I won't be a Santa Claus, though.
Oh, I see. See, you.
My damn suit's too small.
The heck? How big can you be if you're too big for being Santa Claus?
Yeah, but my damn jacket's too small for me.
Oh, that's too bad, Roy.
Hell, I weigh about 350, and hell, when I was Santa Claus, I only weighed about 250.
350 pounds, Roy?
Yeah.
What are you driving?
Well, I don't know. I just like to eat.
Well, I understand that, but see, it all goes right out me. In one end and out the other. I never gained a damn pound. It's pretty nice.
It's just like a lot of damn Doe Adams music goes in one ear and out the other.
Good one. Boy, Roy's funny, isn't he, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm funny.
Okay.
Johnny done a good thing by shooting old Susie, didn't he?
Yeah, too bad it wasn't a real gun, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a woman running her mouth all the time.
Ew!
Adam's about to get it cut his throat. You know that?
Oh, I know. He's getting married.
Yeah.
The loser's getting married at 21. What the hell is he thinking?
I don't know.
Boy, might as well just cut them both off now. No need for him anymore. Mm.
Maybe old Adam will get some decent music after he gets his woman.
Maybe she'll just smack him down and stop him doing that doo-wop crap. That's
doo-wop.
Doo-wop, doo-wop.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Now, you have been a longtime Lester fan. Do you feel it's upsetting now that Lester would say the word douche?
No.
Okay, fair enough. That's all I need to know. Because Roy is the ultimate man to talk to about Lester, because he knows Lester better than anybody. And if Roy likes it, well, damn it, it's good, huh?
Well, I'm getting to why I don't like him.
Why don't you like Lester?
Because he's starting to like you.